We're going to get Nicole now.
All right. We are watching all sorts of things. There she is. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Great victory for you guys. I know it felt like you were on the road for probably, it was almost a full month.
Yeah, we were, I don't think we had a home game all of December.
So. December 6th, you had BYU.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And that was the last home game.
Yes.
But for you, are you finally starting to just feel normal and just playing basketball now? I think it started on the road trip, but the San Francisco game, the situation required, you got the three-point stroke going, and it looked like you were just playing basketball, maybe for the first time this season.
Yeah, definitely. I think my coaches and my teammates, just having them believe in me every day, and like regardless if I make my shots or miss my shots, they just keep telling me to shoot the ball, so that helps a lot, for sure.
Well, let's get your line here tonight. 11 points, 3 of 7 from three-point range, couple of rebounds as well, and a plus 10. And it was a bit of a rock fight in the first half.
Yeah.
More total combined turnovers than made field goals. What was the discussion? Because the defense was great. It was getting into a lot of things. Just a tough time to try to find offense there. What was the adjustments that you guys made at halftime?
Yeah, the main thing was coach was just kept telling us to slow down. You know, we know how to play good basketball. I mean, we do it every day in practice. So it's just all about, you know, playing together and just doing what we know how to do and, like, just sticking to, like, what coach tells us.
Well, yeah, and that was, you know, kind of a – it was a strange game at San Francisco. You guys got out, looked like you were under control, and then all of a sudden somebody shut the spigot off and you couldn't find one there for about 15 minutes. You find yourself down 18, and then the fourth quarter, everything starts going in. What is a game like that? What do you learn about yourself as a team that you obviously brought into this game here and get some home cooking?
Yeah, we always talk about how this is just a long season and how, you know, every game is just an opportunity to get better. So it's only if, like, a bad game if we don't learn from it and grow from it. So I think we did a better job in this game. Learning from San Francisco, our goal was to play for 40 minutes like we did in the fourth quarter at San Francisco. I don't think we quite did that, but I think it was a lot better.
I think defensively, for the most part, you did. Offensive came in spurts. They're a pretty physical bunch, and obviously they didn't have their center, Alex Coville, tonight, so that allowed you guys to get into the paint,
yep.
Take advantages of things. Julia Dalen was great again. She didn't get a blocked shot. Hard to believe. I think that might be the first time all season she didn't get a block shot. Three other players did. But she led the team in scoring with 14 points, 7 rebounds. We're starting to see a bit more of her athleticism starting to come out as well.
Yeah. Julia's a great, great player. I mean, I tell her all the time how great she is, how great she's going to be for this program. So if she just keeps believing in herself, sky's the limit for her.
Well, now you got Pacific coming in on Sunday, and now you're into the normal conference after we get through the holiday week where it's, you know, Thursday, for the most part, Thursday, Saturday, home away, home away. How is this team starting to build some momentum? It was a very difficult non-conference schedule, plus you were on the road quite a bit. So where is this team compared to where you were, say, a month or so ago? And what's the next step that you guys need to go to see more consistent performances?
Yeah, I think we've improved a lot since from a month ago, even just like start of the season. But, I mean, it starts in practice every day, like just competing and playing hard and sticking with it. And I think our next goal is to just be that good for in like when we show like seconds of it or like, you know, in certain quarters, but do it for 40 minutes. So that's what we're striving for. Like I said, season's a marathon, so we have a long ways to go. And I think we're gonna be just fine.
And you coming over here for your as a graduate transfer, you started at Loyola Marymount and then went to SMU. Had the injury. How's the transition been to Portland? And it's cold and wet now. So as
yeah, no, it's been great. I mean, I absolutely love my teammates, love my coaches. Like I said, they've been nothing but the best and great to me, and they believe in me so much, more than myself sometimes. So it's just been amazing. I love it here.
Well, it's great to see you just starting to play free again out there. I have one announcer question. Mm-hmm. Is it Anderson Rodriguez or Rodriguez Anderson?
Rodriguez Anderson.
Rodriguez Anderson. Yeah. Okay. We wanted to get that right for you. There you go. Well, we'll let you get in. I know Coach has a few words for you. We got a lot of youth out here. I know you guys sent us signed some more autographs, but congratulations on the victory tonight, and best of luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
There you go. Nicole Rodriguez Anderson, yeah. Our player of the game.